Grand day. Welcome to your Soul Coaching Oracle Podcast. I'm Hannah Yamaya, and I'm joined by my co-host, the Inspirational Messenger, BG. Together, we're here to guide you on your spiritual journey and provide you with tools you need to live your best life. Make sure to tune in every Wednesday and Saturday at 9 as we discuss hot topics with a spiritual spin. Whether you're new to spirituality or a seasoned pro, we've got something for everyone. Thanks for joining us. Let's get started.
Hey, sup? It's your boy Unleash. You guys looking for a podcast that covers love, relationships, trending issues, and taboo topics for people of color? Tune in to Melanin Vibes, hosted by Nikki. Join the conversation that get insights, advice, and engaging discussions that educate, empower, and entertain. Subscribe now. And be sure to follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/Melanin Vibes. Vibes as VYBEZ. Holla at your boy.
Hey, you guys. This is Hannah Yamaya, your Soul Culture Oracle, with my co-host, Inspirational Messenger BG. How you doing?
Go ahead. Great. Let's get it started.
And don't forget that we also have our guest speaker from Melanin Vibes, Nikki, here today as a guest speaker. Nikki, is you still there today?
I'm here.
All right, you guys. Right. So we are here because we are actually talking about Tyler Perry and Dave Chappelle debate and perspective and insight. So a couple weeks ago, Dave Chappelle had made a comment about Tyler Perry as he was dressing as Madea. And the controversy about comedians and black artists and, you know, people that is in the industry, they actually are dressing up with, like, women. You know what I'm saying? And so Dave Chappelle has a problem with it. And he's basically talking really reckless about, you know, them, like Jamie Foxx, Martin Lawrence, and all the men that dress like women, and from the 90s all the way up until now. He feel like that you don't have to dress like a woman to get the publicity that you want or the reaction that you want from the audience. And so I actually have a video that I want to share with you guys, and I want you guys to see it. So basically, he is over here telling people all types of things. Dave Chappelle went off on him. And so this is what he said. I'm gonna start it. Here we go.
And scale by default. And even
you know, when you're a guy that generates money, people have a vested interest in control.
Isn't it just unfortunate that while people like Tyler Perry are the ones who are supposed to be helping others, they are the ones being accused of destroying black entertainers? Well, people like Dave Chappelle and Cat Williams have been spilling about this for years.
And it always happens around a time in their career where it seems as though they're crossing over the next plateau.
And we're not going to be nobody's favorite, and we're going to miss out on a lot of the things that they're going to get over there because we're not like them, and we don't do what they do. We're not willing to do the things they're willing to do.
I mean, I have personally heard a couple of stories about how Tyler Perry is a power-hungry man who would do anything to have his way. For instance, Brandon J went viral on TikTok after posting a video exposing Tyler Perry for pressuring him into playing a gay character. Brandon was cast in Tyler Perry's sitcom Meet the Browns. But according to Brandon, Tyler Perry decided to make last-minute changes to the script, not considering that they were expected to film the entire episode in a day.
Mr. Perry comes in, everything changes. So we literally run the entire episode for him, and he hates it. Does that mean I have to learn a whole new script? Yes, that's what it means.
And that wasn't even the worst part. The shock came when Tyler Perry told him that his character would be gay and have a crush on the person who made his life in high school miserable.
Okay, y'all, I think I messed up, so I'm gonna play it again.
People have a vested interest in controlling.
Isn't it just unfortunate that while people like Tyler Perry are the ones who are supposed to be helping others, they are the ones being accused of destroying black entertainers? Well, people like Dave Chappelle and Cat Williams have been spilling about this for years.
And it always happens around a time in their career where it seems as though they're crossing over the next plateau.
And we're not going to be nobody's favorite, and we're going to miss out on a lot of the things that they're going to get over there because we're not like them, and we don't do what they do. We're not willing to do the things they're willing to do.
I mean, I have personally heard a couple of stories about how Tyler Perry is a power-hungry man who would do anything to have his way. For instance, Brandon J went viral on TikTok after posting a video exposing Tyler Perry for pressuring him into playing a gay character. Brandon was cast in Tyler Perry's sitcom Meet the Browns. But according to Brandon, Tyler Perry decided to make last-minute changes to the script, not considering that they were expected to film the entire episode in a day.
Mr. Perry comes in, everything changes. So we literally run the entire episode for him, and he hates it. Does that mean I have to learn a whole new script? Yes, that's what it means.
And that wasn't even the worst part. The shock came when Tyler Perry told him that his character would be gay and have a crush on the person who made his life in high school miserable.
Mr. Perry, on the spot, starts rewriting the entire script, and he's feeding me the lines to say, and the director is kind of standing on the side like, you better do it, because if not, they will fire you. Here is where the shoe hit the fan. So in the middle of Mr. Perry changing up the scenes, he says, you know, I want Jeffrey to be gay, and he has a crush on his bully. That's not what I...
So, let's go ahead and talk about it, y'all. How do y'all feel about it? Like, what is, do y'all think about that?
Well, for me, the person made up their mind what they wanted to do. I'm just honestly believing it's just my perspective that no one can force you to do anything, okay? Because you look at Dave Chappelle. He turned down, what was it, $50 million? Was he forced to do that? I don't think so.
Right.
Was Tyler Perry forced to dress like Madea? I don't think so. That was his path of purpose. That's what he chose to put his stuff out there to make his money, to build his legacy. That's the way he chose. And I'm not knocking Dave Chappelle nor Cat Williams, because it's all up to them whether or not they decide to do that. And they decided that was not for them. But if they want to talk about some stuff, I mean, like they said, how look at Dennis Rodman. He did all he did and what, dyed his hair blonde and was wearing lipstick and eyeshadow and cheek color and everything and playing ball. I mean, come on. These people choose to do what they want to do in life, whether or not we agree with it or, you know, what they're doing. Really, to be honest with you, it's really none of our business.
Facts.
But we just get so, we get so much joy out of seeing other people get beat the hell down.
Mm-hmm. Nikki, what's your thoughts?
I'm a BG. You weren't forced to do that. You auditioned for a role, and it's just like when we go to our daily jobs. You go in there, you apply for that job, and essentially sign the contract. So even though you may have signed up, for instance, let's say it's a fast food restaurant, you might have signed up to be a cashier. But a part of your job description is going to be for you to do anything the choice of periods tell you to do, whether that's bagging fries, bagging burgers, wrapping burgers, whatever it is. So I feel like, I don't think he should complain. You signed up to play a role. So what, that character change?
Right.
If you felt like it was something that you were against, it didn't go align with your morals or whatever, quit.
Exactly.
You can participate.
Exactly.
Yeah. As far as dressing up like a woman, I'm a firm believer, and I'm going to do whatever it takes to get the bag. As long as it's not harming me, it's not harming my family, it doesn't negatively impact me or my family, I'm going to get my bag.
Yeah. So exactly.
I don't feel agree with Dave on the fact that, you know, all of these men are dressing like women. They don't want, they got to supply or support their families.
Mm-hmm.
That's just the bottom line. Yeah. And a bigger issue is with him talking about this. Tyler Perry has said time and time again that he was trying to embody his grandmother. So that is why he chose to put on the dress. That is why he chose to act as Madea.
Uh-huh.
If Dave disagrees with that, then that's Dave. Dave should speak on it. That's just like Cat Williams. Cat Williams, he also complained about people dressing as women. But then if you look at it, or if you go back, you'll find out with research that Ricky Smiley, when he did the comedy special with Cat Williams, Cat Williams said he wouldn't do it unless Ricky Smiley was in the dress, because that was the only way he was funny.
Wow.
See, y'all shouldn't disagree with something that it made you money too.
Right.
Why are you?
Yep.
for something that lasts a
while. Fact. Yeah.
So I know that some of you guys that's watching this on YouTube, I really didn't hit record until after the video was over. So I'm going to share it one more time and we're going to watch it from the beginning to the end. And then I'm going to tell you guys my perspective on it. And we're going to go from there because I'm still trying to get this StreamYard thing together. So, okay. Here we go, you guys. So I'm going to go ahead and play the video one more time for you guys so you guys can see what we're talking about, okay?
Okay.
All right. So here we go.
Humanizing medicine started 13 years ago to create efficiency and
what I auditioned.
Okay, here we go,
y'all. You know, when you're a guy that generates money,
yeah,
people have a vested interest in controlling.
Isn't it just unfortunate that while people like Tyler Perry are the ones who are supposed to be helping others, they are the ones being accused of destroying black entertainers? Well, people like Dave Chappelle and Cat Williams have been spilling about this for years.
And it always happens around a time in their career where it seems as though they're crossing over the next plateau.
Yeah.
And we're not going to be nobody's favorite, and we're going to miss out on a lot of the things that they're going to get over there because we're not like them, and we don't do what they do. We're not willing to do the things they're willing to do.
I mean, I have personally heard a couple of stories about how Tyler Perry is a power-hungry man who would do anything to have his way. For instance, Brandon J went viral on TikTok after posting a video exposing Tyler Perry for pressuring him into playing a gay character. Brandon was cast in Tyler Perry's sitcom Meet the Browns, but according to Brandon, Tyler Perry decided to make last-minute changes to the script, not considering that they were expected to film the entire episode in a day.
Mr. Perry comes in, everything changes. So we literally run the entire episode for him, and he hates it. Does that mean I have to learn a whole new script? Yes, that's what it means.
And that wasn't even the worst part. The shock came when Tyler Perry told him that his character would be gay and have a crush on the person who made his life in high school miserable.
Mr. Perry, on the spot, starts rewriting the entire script, and he's feeding me the lines to say, and the director is kind of standing on the side like, you better do it, because if not, they will fire you. Here is where the shoe hit the fan. So in the middle of Mr. Perry changing up the scenes, he says, you know, I want Jeffrey to be gay, and he has a crush on his bully. That's not what I auditioned for.
So this is just one person who was bold enough to tell their story. Now imagine what other cast and crew members have to go through while being expected to film an entire episode in a day. Come to think of it, no wonder many of his productions always seem to be rushed with mistakes here and there. Also, Tyler Perry has also been called out for devaluing black women's education, status, and any related claims of entitlement. It's like he always has an agenda of sending the message that educated, successful black women automatically have a bitter, demanding, and unworthy disposition.
I don't know if Tyler Perry doesn't like black women or doesn't give a damn about black women or thinks he knows black women, but these storylines that he's concocting that's supposed to be the story of black women are so idiotic. I cannot take it anymore.
When it comes to men, Tyler also portrays the successful black man as evil and or having no desire for the successful black woman. Just look at Diary of a Mad Black Woman, for instance, where the black woman married to the successful black attorney is physically and verbally mistreated and ultimately chased out of her home and replaced by a white woman. The successful black man is naturally evil and hateful. In Daddy's Little Girls, the lead black woman is a highly successful and beautiful black woman, but with a bad attitude and no man. And when she finds love, she finds it in her limo driver. The same also happens in The Family That Prays, where the lead black woman is again a highly successful Ivy League educated VP of a company, and she's married to a construction worker, but ends up having an affair with her white boss. Even in I Can Do Bad All By Myself, the lead black woman finds love in the form of a jobless immigrant who lives in her basement. And if you watched The Haves and the Have-Nots, you probably noticed that people were taken advantage of a bit too much. I mean, Wyatt's character was molested when he was younger. And then the same thing happened in prison. His sister, Hannah, Candace, Jeffrey all went through the same thing. And let me not even begin with the Madea movies, with all the problematic plot points or the colorism in many of Tyler Perry's productions. Allegedly, when Tyler Perry is not degrading black men and women in his productions, he is doing it to them in real life, in collaboration with other Hollywood elites. And that is how he is able to survive in these streets.
streets. Well, if you ask Dave Chappelle and Cat Williams, Monique is one of those people Tyler Perry did dirty together with Oprah.
When you don't do what we ask you to do, we'll take your livelihood. So for eight years, my family has suffered and my career has suffered because what I would not allow those entities to do was bully me.
What happened was that Monique signed on to do the movie Precious with Lee Daniels. Then Tyler Perry and Oprah got involved and became executive producers of the movie. Monique said that the movie had been filmed, and as far as she was concerned, she'd fulfilled her contractual agreements. However, according to her, Tyler Perry, Oprah, and Lee Daniels wanted her to attend the festivals, award ceremonies, and events linked to Precious, but she...
Okay, so that really don't have much to do with what we're talking about. But in the same sense, you guys, I don't understand why is it someone else's business as to what you do to make money. So if I was to dress like a man in a season of an episode with Tyler Perry, would I be bashed because I decided to be the other sex? I don't feel like Dave Chappelle or Cat Williams are trying to comfort them in a way that people are persuading it. But I can see what they're saying when it comes to being a black man in the United States of America. In order for us, for black men to get what they want, they have to do what you never thought they would have to do. And yes, I agree with both of you guys. Reading a contract is something that you should be doing. If you knew that you wasn't, if you knew that you didn't sign up for it, then you should have read the fine print. But what if that information wasn't in the fine print? What if that information said that you had to dress like a woman or you had to act gay or do gay scenes in a series in order to make your money? What if it wasn't in there? How would that play out? What's y'all's thoughts on that?
Then quit. If it's not something that you want to do, then quit. And just to touch base a few other things that they said in the clip that you showed.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think... This is just my opinion. I don't feel like Tyler Perry is tearing down the black man, the black woman, or pressuring anyone to do anything. Let's just be honest. He is showing exactly what society wants to see. He is showing exactly what society is today. There are angry black men, powerful black men, that don't necessarily want to be with a black woman. And in the, what was it? Direct Met Black Woman, that woman wasn't white. At best, she was just a light-skinned black woman or a Latina. She was not white.
Right.
So I don't know how they tried to, like, switch and bait there. But it's baffling to me that they would come for him. And I feel like what he's doing is giving a lot of black people opportunities.
Yep.
There are a lot of black people that are in his shows that we have never heard of. Like Christian Keys, for example. Nobody knew who Christian Keys was. He might have been a great actor before Tyler Perry, but we didn't know who he was. And now he's went on to write a book, and then Tyler Perry has taken that book and made all the queens meet.
Yep.
He's provided opportunities. He's not tearing us down. He's not bashing us. If you don't want to watch it or if you don't like it, stop watching it so that he's not getting paid for that. And then guess what? He's not creating that content anymore.
Right. Because you... Right. I was just saying, you're right. Yeah.
So I feel like... for the people that don't like the content that Tyler Perry creates, if you don't like that content, stop watching that content. Stop lining his pockets, and then therefore he won't be able to create more of that same content.
Mm-hmm. BG?
Yes. I was just checking that out because, like she said, I mean, you know, the contract and stuff and everything about, especially when you were saying the part about if it wasn't in the contract,
right?
And all of a sudden they want to change it, just like she said, quit. If it's beyond your boundaries, it's not something that you have decided to do, you don't want to be exposed in that arena. I mean, because look at you know, people can say what they want to say, but I look at things from a different angle. Look at Dave Chappelle. I love Dave Chappelle. He reminds me of my brother, God rest his soul. But what did he think about the part when he did that thing about niggers?
Mm.
How did he think people felt about that? You know, it was funny, but to me, that's a slap on your people.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you think about it. You you look at it another way, the shit you was doing is negative. I love Cat Williams. But if you listen to the part where he said in the interview about the children that he has, but he wants to put a spiritual, biblical spin on the reason why he got the children he got. Mm-hmm. But let me tell you something, for somebody that has a foundation of the Bible, that ain't gonna fly. That ain't gonna fly.
Right.
Okay? So these people that are talking all this mess about Tyler Perry, leave a man alone. He has the right to choose what he wants to choose, the life he wants to live. He's got the money. He's made it there. What's the problem?
Right.
I don't get the problem.
But I'm trying to figure out, why would you bring Jamie Foxx and Martin Lawrence in this? Because when they did what they did it because they wanted to. And Tyler Perry did too.
Exactly.
And I feel like when a person tries to destroy you because you are coming up in the world and you're making the world look at things in a different view, that comes off envious to me. Okay? It comes off to me as if you're jealous because it's not you, for one. For two, Dave Chappelle and Kate Williams, when the last time y'all been on TV?
Okay.
Y'all been played out since the early 2000s, you know? And I feel like if you need to use somebody else's name to have a come up, to get a come up, then you need to reevaluate your life. Because I will not I will not throw salt on another woman's name that's doing the same thing that I'm doing just to get publicity. Like, there are so many women out here like Miss Nikki, for example. We both are book authors. Uh-huh. We both are business owners. We both are podcast personnels. Uh-huh. But I don't throw salt on her name because she's doing something that's similar to mine. Hell, I want her to win, because if one black person win, we all fucking winning.
That's it.
We are.
And that's what they cannot understand, because we're all connected. All connected. That's why when they say and they do the interviews and things that they do, why do you think it affects us?
Right.
Because we're connected.
Right.
We feel that. Feel that. I said the only difference is we are not people with a lot of money.
Right.
We do the same things that they do, except they're in the public eye. And what makes them so great is they get our attention and we eat it up.
Facts.
We eat it up.
Facts.
Mm-hmm.
Miss Nikki,
all the deal.
I know you got something to add to it. Come on, bring them nuggets.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, bring it on. Bring it on.
What you guys have said, I also noticed that 9 times out of 10, like Miss Hannah was saying, or like both of you guys were saying, it's always somebody who is not in your tax bracket that's trying to bring you down. Because let's be honest, Tyler Perry started out, and he told his story several times. He was homeless. He got his big break with one of his plays. And then he kind of took off from there. And he didn't just settle or become complacent. He built the Tyler Perry Studios. He built their big, nice house. And he has continued to put black people on as far as the entertainment industry. I feel like even Cat Williams, it's okay for you to bow out gracefully when it's not your time anymore. We haven't heard from you guys in forever, unless it's maybe a special. Because Cat Williams did just, I believe, come out with a special last year, but it's on Netflix. Mm-hmm. Nobody is really paying attention to them, and I think that for a lot of people, if you mention the right name, it's going to get you some publicity. And that's what happened for Cat Williams, especially for Dave Chappelle. Y'all said the right name. Y'all said Tyler Perry. Everybody loves Tyler Perry.
Right.
But at the same time, I'm a firm believer in minding my tax bracket. So, like a lot of other people, I don't care what Tyler Perry puts out, I'm going to watch it. It's a break, a mental break from everything that we experience.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? It's entertainment.
Yep.
So I'm not, like I said, I will never be able to understand why they're coming for him in this moment. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed the details of Martin Lawrence dressed as a woman. I enjoyed what the Jamie Foxx show, not the Jamie Foxx show, I forget the name of the show, where Jamie Foxx dressed up like Wanda. Mm-hmm. I enjoyed
Martin. And then we call her.
Mars with Shanae. I enjoy those shows, so I don't see what the issue is. Now, I understand that people feel like they're tired of seeing the black man or black man being emasculated by these roles, but like I said, it's a new day, and we're starting to accept what we weren't able to really even come out and say back in the day. You know what I'm saying? Like, people are allowed to express I'm gay or I'm bi or this thing, very now. I mean, sometimes I'm not gonna lie, they go a little too far because we're not adding the letters to the issue. we're not gonna do that. Plus, I am kids and shit. We ain't going that far.
Right.
But like, no, love who you love. You know what I'm saying? And
yeah,
on yourself, if you take time to go on that self love journey and all that, the stuff that other people doing will not bother you as much. And maybe that's what Kat and Dave need. Maybe they need a self-healing journey so they can start my name on their business. Because y'all out of the tax bracket and need to hush.
Mm. So you guys... Yeah. I'm going to go ahead and take us to break. Y'all stay tuned because we got more coming for this episode. This is season six, episode four, the Tyler Perry, Dave Chappelle, and Kat Williams debate, perspectives and insights with Hannah Yamaya and BG, inspirational messenger BG, with our guest speaker, Melanin Vibes, a.k.a. Miss Nikki. Y'all stay tuned.
Thank you for tuning into your Soul Coaching Oracle podcast. Today's commercial advertising is sponsored by Sacred Creations and Healing LLC. Are you looking for spiritual guidance and inspiration? Look no further than Hannah Yamaya's books and more on Sacred Creation and Healing LLC's Facebook. Visit www.facebook.com/sacredcreationshealing/ to find out more. Don't wait, start your spiritual journey today with Sacred Creations and Healing.
Back and we were talking about this, you guys. Y'all just heard the commercial of the Soul Coaching Oracle with Hannah Yamaya and Inspirational BG, and how you guys should tune in every Wednesday and Saturday. You guys, we are live on 7 different platform screens, on 7 different podcast platforms that you can download from your phone, or you can look it up on your computer, tablet, whatever. Even on your Roku TV, you can find your Soul Coaching Oracle on Apple Podcast. Okay, so back to the topic. Now, one thing about your soul coach, your soul coach or oracle, is we always put a spiritual, you know, a spiritual twist to what we're talking about. And because I know that Miss Nikki, y'all, she is my cousin and we come from a biblical background, I want to hear what you have to say as far as putting a spin to this, a spiritual spin. Like, what is your spiritual perspective of this situation?
As someone, like you said, we come from a strong biblical background. I feel like in that aspect, Dave Chappelle and Kat Williams in this situation represent the devil. And I say that because the devil is always attacking something that has God's favor, right?
Right.
Right, right.
I've always spoken about how he is and he believes firmly in God. So I feel like this is just Satan's attack on him.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and I even took the time just a minute ago to look up their networks because I know before the break I had spoke on staying in your tax bracket. Right now, Tyler Perry, as of last year, is worth $800 million. Kat Williams, too. And Dave Chappelle, 7. That's a strong point as to how you tithe and you give back to the church, and God is going to give you abundance.
Right. Fact.
That's just my
opinion. Inspirational BG, come on. Let's go.
Oh, there's so much I could run with. But anyway, the fact that I'm just going to throw a log on the fire and then I'm going to drag it through. You should know that they were going to hit Tyler because they just got through dragging Oprah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So when you're connected like that, they want to drag everybody. Okay. The biblical talks about Judas.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times people don't understand that when you thrive to do something great, you're going to go to another level. And as you go to another level, Nikki and Hannah, you know, a new level, what? New devil.
Right.
Big. The more you have been increased, the more you're going to be attacked.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Because people are doing what they're supposed to do biblically, because as the biblical information says, that every level has a devil.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing that would make it stronger for you is to understand that the Bible tells you that you are to do what? Love yourself first.
Facts.
If you learn to love you and you love you strong enough, you can set boundaries
mm-hmm.
to where when people come at you and attack you, you pay them no mind.
Because
mm-hmm. I don't give a flipping hello what anybody has to say about me. I don't care what you say about, you know, about me in my past, because that was my past. You just stirring up stuff with other people and dragging other people across, because see, you sowed a bad seed and you reaped a bad harvest, and now it's your turn to pull off your mask and change. So you feel like if you pull off your mask and change and you start throwing light on other people and what they were doing, it's going to make the road smoother for you. Mm-hmm. But that's a lie from the pits of hell.
Speak that.
How about that?
Yes,
ma'am. How about that?
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm. So
mm-hmm.
I'm going to tell you this, you guys. And I know that y'all are like, you know, Hannah, you about to come with some nuggets. But no, I'm about to come with more than just some nuggets. I'm about to come with some inspirational knowledge for your ass. One thing that I have learned, and I'm not in the industry that Cat Williams and, you know, Dave Chappelle or Tyler Perry is, but if you Google Hannah Yamaya right now, a lot of shit gonna pop up with that name. Okay. When your name speaks volume, when it speaks great prosperity. Because anytime you hear Hannah Yamaya, nobody has anything bad to say about Hannah Yamaya, but maybe one or two people. I have learned in any industry, you're going to have that devil, because the devil come in many forms. You could be the devil, but still winning. You know what I'm saying? You know?
Absolutely.
So
absolutely.
At the end of the day, I feel like you ain't going to be successful without the motherfucking devil behind you. There's going to always be some sad bitch resting, how they call it, bitch resting face people behind you, making that face because you are on the screen making yourself a name. Whether you got to dress like a fucking woman or a man, or you got to put on a different voice and act like Mr. Brown with ashy knees, but that ain't nothing but powder on his knees. Whatever you got to do to make your coins, why does it have to affect someone else that ain't signing your check? If Dave Chappelle and Cat Williams would mind their business. Now, Cat Williams, we just had an episode about you. We was on your side. Now you're putting yourself on a man that was homeless. He was living in his car before he even became Tyler Perry. Nobody knew who Tyler Perry was until he came with them plays. And then when it became plays, it became movies. When it came movies, it became a whole studio audience. You know what I'm saying? He had a whole production build. So you got to understand, if you haven't walked the mile in his shoes, you should not be judging no one. Because I'm going to tell you, back in 2018, I was judged by the most hypocritical person in the world. She tried to blackball me in the freaking spiritual industry. And what she did is she gave my name volume. She gave my name so much volume that people started drawing to me.
Uh-huh.
And before I even had your Soul Coaching Oracle or Books with Hannah, any of this, Sacred Creations and Healing was the only business I had. And look at me now. And I have a business, a podcast that's been going on for 6 years, and I just became a book author. I have been a book author since April 5th, 2023. I have 3 books out already right now. Sometimes when people have their name in your mouth, it brings you good publicity. It brings you good abundance. It brings you prosperity. And I'm not talking about monetary wealth. I'm talking about publicity that's going to make somebody go watch all Tyler Perry's movies and shows. Because I am.
Mm-hmm.
I'm watching all Queens. You know what I'm saying? I'm watching Zatima. I'm watching Sisters. You know what I'm saying? I'm watching all of his movies because I support my black men. whether you're wrong or you're right, I'm going to support my black men they don't have nobody else that wants to support them. The white man don't support them. And if they were the white woman, she barely support them because what? That they don't have the same color skin. If us black women don't support our black men, then who the fuck do they have now? You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Yep.
Now, I'm not saying support them when they wrong. I'm not saying support them when they're wrong. You can have they far back, but just know that when it comes to supporting a man, it comes from the heart. And degrading a man, devaluing a man, it comes from jealousy. It comes from envy. It comes from ego. That ego that shows you, that tells you, oh, he's doing better than me. We have to stop comparing ourselves to other people's success. Because I'm not going to compare myself.
I agree.
I'm not going to compare my business, my podcast, to nobody else's podcast or business or book. Because guess what? I cannot say that they helped me. I cannot say thanks to nobody but me because I did that. If I don't think of myself Holly, then who won't think of me Holly? If I don't think of myself as a bad bitch, then who gonna think of me as a bad bitch? So I stand for Tyler Perry. If he wanna wear a dress in his movies, let that man wear a dress. He signed his own fucking checks.
Okay.
Miss Nikki?
The man's money is still growing.
Facts. What you got to say, Miss Nikki?
I absolutely agree with everything you guys said. I was trying to get your friend to hop on and give a few words to But man, do what he want to do. Don't try to stop nobody else's thing. Because the moment that you try to step on somebody else's toes and bring them down, karma is instant. And even though we say instant, and it might be in 2 or 3 months, it's still instant. So you never know. Bad for you or what? Just mind the business that pays you.
Facts. And if you can't mind the business that pays you, that means you need to get a job.
Okay.
Do something quick, fast, and hurry. But let me throw this, like I said, let me throw another log on the fire.
Go ahead.
A lot of times people do things like this to try you. Just like when Judas did what he did to Jesus in the parables of the Bible. Do you know the real reason Judas did what he did to Jesus? Most people think it was for the money. He wanted to see Jesus's power. People like to try you and do stuff to you because they want to see your power. Don't let them see it. Don't let anybody see your power till you need them to see it. Just like Tyler Perry, he did what he did. You didn't see his power because you didn't even know who he was. But now, Judas, you want to see his power. Yeah, Dave Chappelle and Cat Williams are calling you Judas. You're just like a kid that got caught with the candy. And you want to tell somebody, oh, well, I didn't have the candy because Tyler reached up and got it and gave it to me.
Wow.
Grow the fuck up, people. Grow up.
Facts. Facts.
People are going to do what they're going to do regardless of what you say. And the only thing about it is you putting the light on him, but you having other people frowned on you.
Facts.
Because I can take that all the way back to the Willie Lynch letter and how the Negroes back then would tell on other Negroes so they could get better food or get a job in the house and not be in the fields. Y'all do the same shit.
Fact.
Different debt.
Same toilet, different house.
Yeah. Look. And like I say, and don't y'all try to put no Cardi B on me for saying what I said.
So you guys, Melanin Vibes, Miss Nikki, I wanted you to go ahead and give them some information about you, where they can listen to you at, how they can follow you, because Miss Nikki gotta leave the studio right now. She got some other things that she gotta attend to. So I wanna give you the mic to give them some information about you so they can follow you. So y'all tune in and listen to this.
All right. right, so you can listen to the Mail and Vibes podcast on Spotify. You can find us at facebook.com/Mail and Vibes to check that out and get the link to the Spotify. You can also check out amazon.com/author/A.Foster to find any of my works. We even have Taking on a King, Shantae's Story, that is out right now. And Taking on a King 2, Shantae's Story, is out and available for pre-order.
So y'all go check that out, and thank you so much for joining our podcast, Miss Nikki. And
I definitely
would like to have you back on the show again. And y'all, I actually have a podcast. I also am a guest speaker on her show on like maybe 3 episodes already. So y'all go check in into that, because she be having some good ass stuff that she be talking about. But thank you so much for joining, and I hope to see you on the show again.
Of course, you guys have a good day. Bye.
Thanks. You too.
So, I want to go ahead and finish talking about this, and I want to thank Miss Nikki for coming on here. Y'all go tune into Melanin Vibes on Spotify, okay? She is definitely a good podcast personnel and an author. She also writes. If you need a logo made for your business, go look at Amy's and Associates, because she is she also do logos and all types of things like that. But back to Tyler Perry. I want y'all to know this, because we have a good 10 minutes before we end this podcast episode. I just want y'all to know this, and this is what I'm going to say, and then I'm going to go ahead and give the mic to Inspirational Messenger BG. But one thing I will say is I have watched this man grow from nothing to something. You know what I'm saying? And every person in the world was behind him when he started out. When he came out with the plays, everybody was like, oh, y'all watched the Tyler Perry. I mean, everybody had a Tyler Perry freaking DVD in their house, whether it was bootleg or was store brought. I bet Dave Chappelle and Cat Williams had one of his plays on a DVD, store brought, Blu-ray. You know what I'm saying? Why now? That's what I want to know. Why now? What's your thoughts, BG?
Well, like I said before, the only thing I can think of was saying why now is a year of revealing. Masks are coming off. People who were pretending they were one thing, you're finding out they're another. I just feel like it's just a big reveal for the year.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like this year is the way, I feel like right now where we in 2024, if you notice that 1 day where it was all the numbers were the same. It was but I believe 2024 is a year of revealing, but it's a leap year.
Okay? It's
a leap year. People are showing faces that they never showed before.
Yes. Okay.
They are showing faces that, you know, I think people show their face when it's time. And time reveals everything, because we all are human. Cat Williams, human. Dave Chappelle, human. Tyler Perry, human. And me, BG, and Miss Nikki is human. And this everything that you are hearing on this podcast is just our personal perspective, our personal viewpoints and opinions. But at the end of the day, money is the rule of all evil in this world. And when you are one of those people that needs money, you're going to do what the fuck ever it takes to make that money. You know? You're going to do whatever it takes to make that money, because guess what? Crying and being a crybaby ain't going to pay your bills. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. And I understand when you said that they say money is the root of all evil, but I'm always putting a twist on something. I say the lack of money is the root of all evil.
It is.
Because just like you said, how much money is he making versus how much money they making, and how irrelevant that he stays a factor and they do not.
Yep.
Okay, the lack of the money is the reason I'm screaming.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I need to be out there in the public. I need the people to want to come and see me. Mm-hmm. I need the people to want to tune in to Netflix and all this different stuff to bring me up.
Mm-hmm.
So if I get out here and I talk enough negativity about other people who make that kind of money where I want to make, then I'll get enough people to undergirdle me. But a lot of times, what you set up and say for evil turns out to be a blessing for the other person.
Right, right.
See, now you got everybody that didn't know about Tyler Perry. You got them curious about Tyler Perry. So now they're going to buy everything on the market and go on the internet so they can study and find out what it is about him. And you didn't do nothing but escalate him higher.
Right, right.
Uh-huh. That's all they did was escalate him higher.
So you guys, I want to go to break and we're going to come back with the last minutes of BG, Inspirational BG and Hannah Yamaya, your Soul Coach Oracles. We're going to come back with last minute sayings. We're going to give you a little bit input of what we feel should happen after this, how we feel Tyler Perry should keep on. Y'all stay tuned and here you go with your podcast advertisement ad.
Coaching Oracle Podcast. Today's commercial advertising is sponsored by Sacred Creations and Healing LLC. Are you looking for spiritual guidance and inspiration? Look no further than Hannah Yamaya's books and more on Sacred Creations.
Hey everybody, Coach Neek here at More Time With Me Coaching. Are you feeling like you're just not connected to yourself? Wanting to tap more back into who you are, what you used to be, your hopes, dreams, and aspirations? I want you to reach out to me at moretimewithmecoaching.com or you can reach out to me on Facebook at moretimewithmecoaching. And let's get you tapped back into you and spending more time with you on a daily basis versus just using all your other hats.
We're back with more, and we're going to give you guys some last minute information on what we think should happen after this. And I'm going to go ahead and let BG, your inspirational messenger, BG, start us off with the last minute, what we think should happen after this controversy.
I honestly think after this, Tyler Perry should hold his head up high and continue to strive and do what he needs to do. He's been doing it all this time. I don't think he's going to let anything like this stop him from climbing.
Right.
So, I salute him.
Mm-hmm.
Continue to go forward. I mean, you know, it's a lot of things that you'll find that people like him are doing and it's never been told.
Right.
And a lot of things that they do on the positive is never told until, you know, they're dead and gone.
Mm-hmm.
So what he's doing, you don't know who all he's helping and who he's inspiring, because a lot of that stuff is inspirational to other people.
Mm-hmm.
So I just salute the brother. I feel like he's doing what's best for him and his legacy.
Yep. And I agree. I feel like Tyler Perry should keep on doing what he's doing, because guess what? He signed his own checks.
Yes.
He is the breadwinner. Actually, you know what I'm saying? He's probably one of the most, black man in the world that actually is signing their own checks beside Jay-Z. You know what I'm saying? But
exactly.
At the end of the day, what I want to say, that what I call it is what I eat don't make you shit. So why are you worried about what I do in my house, what I sign my own paychecks? And when Cat Williams, when Tyler Perry said, if I want to wear a dress in my shows, I'll wear a dress in my shows because that's what I want to do. Basically, he said, mind your motherfucking business, because what you eat don't make me shit, and what you drink don't make me piss. In the words of the wise, mind the business that pays you. Because Tyler Perry business is not your business. It definitely ain't paying you. And if he did, I feel like people are saying Tyler Perry and Oprah are shitting on people and shitting on black people. But y'all allowing it if he is.
That part right there. Because life is about choices and the Creator God gives us all free will. Right. You are where you are right now because of the choice you made.
You made that choice.
You made that choice.
Nobody made that choice for you. Nobody put a gun to your head and told you to sign any contract. That's why it's important for people to understand that if you're going to be working with people, read the fine print of that contract, whether you got to work with them for a year or till the season is over or how many seasons they just planned on recording. You better start reading. That's the problem with black people now. They read what they see, and they see numbers, and they instantly want to go sign their John Hancock. No. It don't work like that. Read. That's what you went to school for. And if half of y'all would have not dropped out of school, then y'all would have knew that the fine print isn't more important than the big print.
Exactly. Because that's where they catch you with the fine print.
That's where they catch you with the fine print. Okay?
Uh-huh.
So I want to go ahead and leave you guys with some type of quote, you know what I'm saying? And the quote is from Maya Angelou. And I'm not going to read the poem because I have no time for that. But Maya Angelou, phenomenal woman, okay? In her poem, she talks about how she is wonderful, how she is beautiful, how she is a phenomenal woman because she said she's a phenomenal woman. She didn't need your validation of who you thought she was. And in this episode, Tyler Perry don't need your validation, Cat Williams and Dave Chappelle, of who he is. He know who he is. He know what he wants. He's a man that stands in his masculine and his feminine energy because guess what? If he feel like he want to show porn, gay porn on his shows, he's supporting the LBG community. So what? Half of you guys probably support it too, just want to be low-key people that don't want people to know, hey, I like seeing, you know, I support that. Going to gay pride parades. Ain't nothing wrong with showing a little gay. It's life. When they decided to open up the world to same-sex marriage, what made you think it wasn't going to hit TV pretty soon?
Okay.
It's definitely
everything comes to light.
Yeah, it's definitely not a trend. It's a part of life now. Get over a man wearing a dress. They've been wearing dresses since the 1950s, baby.
Probably before then.
Hell, in 1600s, men were wearing dresses in England.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Irish wore dresses. Irish men wore dresses. So what is the problem with the black man now? Why they can't wear dresses?
It's just their own stereotype, their false illusions and stuff in their head. Things that have been put in there from old programming when they were growing up, mm-hmm. and they decide to hold on to it and never push it out.
Right. And the thing is, back in the day, you remember women couldn't wear pants.
Okay. Thank you.
We were in pants and dresses. So why is it a problem for a man to wear a dress now, but a woman can wear pants? I wear a pair of pants every day. I wear the most comfortable pants every day. But mm-hmm. I don't see nobody saying, oh, she's not supposed to show her. She's not supposed to wear dresses. You know, pants?
Mm-mm.
Did you know?
Nope, you're not going to hear it. Right. You're not going to hear it.
You know.
It's not a hot topic now.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the point of making something making something a hot topic when it's been happening for centuries?
Mm-hmm. I tell you, it's just like a hit dog, a holler. You hit that dog, he hollers about the next dog. That dog hollers about the next dog. That dog hollers about the next dog.
Facts.
So, I mean, come on.
So
grow up, people.
Right. So I'm going to let you guys, we're going to end this show and y'all stay tuned because we'll be back Wednesday at 9 p.m. here on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts. Also, you can go to our website at www.sacredcreationsheal.wixsite.com/sacredcreations/ and follow our podcast there. Subscribe to our website. So we're going to go ahead and let you guys go. We will see you guys later. And we're going to let you guys leave out with a nice old introductory video. Okay. This is the video of the outro.
All right.
Y'all stay tuned. Tune in next week.
Yeah. Tune in next week. Let us know what you'd like.
Yes, ma'am. Don't forget. We are here every Friday. I mean, every Wednesday and Saturday. Okay? Every Wednesday and Saturday at 9 p.m. 9 p.m., you guys. 9 p.m. Here we go, you guys.
Eastern Standard.
Yes,
Eastern Standard.
Eastern Standard. on 7 different platforms, you guys. So don't forget that. Y'all have a blessed day.
Hey, what's up? It's Sapphire. I hope you all enjoyed the podcast. If you want to connect with me, you can reach me at www.facebook.com/Sapphire Speaks. Sapphire is spelled S-A-F-F-I-R-E. Sapphire Speaks. So hit me up if you would like to partake in an oracle reading or a coaching session. All right. Take care, everybody.
Thanks for tuning in to tonight's episode of your Soul Culture Oracle podcast. Don't forget to catch us live every Wednesday and Saturday on 7 different podcast platforms. We appreciate your support and look forward to seeing you next time. This is Hannah Yamaya and your inspirational messenger, BG, signing off. Y'all have a blessed day.